After a three-year hiatus, the Longmont Library's Summer Reading Program kickoff pool party made a successful return on the last day of school with 500 readers and swimmers attending the two-hour span. The event aimed to be a celebration marking the end of the school year and the beginning of a summer filled with exploration through reading. An unmatched elation and chatter was in the air as hundreds of local students and their families lined up eagerly outside the gates of Sunset Pool. Organized by Longmont librarians in conjunction with recreation services, the event was set to include a free swim session, water slides, the opportunity to sign up for swim lessons and the distribution of the summer reading bingo boards. However, Mother Nature had other plans. Just as the crowd was reaching its peak, lining up around the fence and onto the golf course, ominous gray clouds began to accumulate overhead, growling a warning of the inclement weather to come. Event organizers were forced to delay the start due to safety concerns arising from the potential for lightning. This unexpected twist dampened spirits, with many attendees beginning to disperse. However, before they could leave, the dedicated team of librarians swung into action, ensuring that everyone received their summer reading bingo boards. These bingo boards, designed for kids and teens, along with the adult-oriented textual pursuit boards, were intended to encourage reading throughout the summer. The Children and Teen Services Manager at Longmont Library, Claire Studholm, was the driving force behind this initiative. Back in 2018, the event drew a crowd of 1,000 people, becoming an instant success. However, it was subsequently cancelled in 2019 due to rain, and then in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year marked the program's revival and, despite inclement weather, was a salvaged success. Reflecting on the event, Studholm said, "It's a great partnership because we're also part of the city, so we rent the services as part of our department in the city. It's a wonderful collaboration with another city service, making it more accessible to kids." She sees the program as an opportunity to combine two great summer activities, swimming and reading. Despite the rain beginning to fall, the determined decided to brave the weather. Approximately a few dozen people waited patiently for the storm to pass, their patience paid off when the skies finally calmed down. As a reward for their steadfastness, they were granted a free swim for an hour, a delight enjoyed thoroughly by all. The program is not only about reading. People come to the pool for free tonight and it gets people excited about swimming and reading for maximum fun, Studholm said. But the reading aspect is certainly the intended star. Then kids are out of school, they hopefully come to the library and have fun at the library. Families can pick up the summer reading bingo boards at the Longmont Library, and at its core it is about promoting literacy and community engagement throughout June and July. And it isn't all just for fun. Participants who complete their bingo board also receive a free book and are entered into a grand prize raffle. In the past, Studholm shared that the event has led to about 3,000 people registering for the reading program. This year, with its mix of swimming, reading, and community spirit, it looks like the event is set to inspire even more participation. Despite the weather hiccup, the Longmont Library's reading program highlighted the community's passion for reading and their commitment to the summer program. While the evening may have been dampened, the spirit of the attendees and organizers was not, forecasting a lively and dynamic summer reading program.